back on the Boss Man Show. New head coach at Army, Kevin Kuick, the Black Knights out of the Patriot League, West Point. Coach, you're outside in the beautiful campus there. I love the background. How are things up there in West Point today, man?
I tell every recruit, it's always 80 and sunny every single day, 365 a year.
I hear that, Coach. Let me ask you, man, having served in the Army yourself for 10 years there, being in Iraq, man, so tell me, how does it feel to be a leader at this university and find young men who want to serve this country and serve it well and be pillars of the community and help this nation move forward, man?
Well, JR, obviously, this is a crazy time for college athletics right now with transfer portal and NIL. And, you know, so for me to be at a place where, honestly, these young men, they're here for something bigger than themselves, you know, and, you know, to me, that's got to be around them every day. It's a blessing, you know, and, you know, we're trying to do something special here, and I'm getting a chance to work with some, you know, just awesome young men.
100%, Coach. And, you know, like you said, man, it's funny that how just in this environment, people like you at Army and Navy and, you know, VMI, Citadel, like you said, it's for another purpose. And finding young men who want to fulfill that purpose, do you cast a wide net trying to find the right fit for you all to come up there? Because I know it's not like, you know, it's NIL money. This is about service and wanting to be a servant leader for your current country.
Amen. You said it better than I could say it. You know, it's something special. It's the scholarship share that isn't totally a scholarship, but you know, not only am I preparing, you know, guys to hopefully be great players and have a great team, but, you know, I'm preparing them to be future, you know, platoon leaders and officers in our armed forces. So that's a, you know, a serious responsibility and obviously something I did myself and I feel really strongly about.
Coach Kuick, let me ask you this, man. At what point did you decide you want to get into coaching? I know it's usually like, you know, you play, you're around the game. So what was your trigger to say, hey, I want to get into coaching and help lead young men and build young men's characters?
Well, I think my whole family's educators, JR. My father was a junior high math teacher. My mom was a first grade teacher. My brother's a K-5 principal. But my uncle was a high school PE teacher and a high school football coach outside of Buffalo, Lackawanna, New York. Won a couple state titles. He was a guy I really looked up to. You know, so obviously I played baseball and basketball growing up. Notre Dame was my dream school. I honestly wasn't good enough to, you know, going to be able to good enough to play there. So when I got there, I volunteered with Coach McLeod's staff and I kind of, you know, I guess was an apprentice, if you will, and kind of tried to learn the ropes. And when I got off active duty, the assistant coach, Fran McCaffrey, who's now at Iowa, kind of took me under his wing, helped me get my first D2 job. And I've kind of been fortunate enough to kind of climb my way up the ladder.
No doubt, Coach. I'm going to ask you this, man. I know when I was younger as being a co-host, I don't think in my head, if I was the main host of my own show, what I would do. So assistant coach, you're still a little loyal to your boss, but how you prepare your mind to become a head coach when you're an assistant coach and how you kind of went to your how I would do things if I had my own program?
You know, that's a great question, Jared. Obviously, I've been really lucky to work for some amazing head coaches, you know, Thad Matta, Bob McKillop, Archie Miller, Brad Stevens. You know, you learn something from everyone. But, you know, as a leader, a guy that's been an officer in the Army and, you know, you're more than comfortable being in front, running the deal yourself. You know, I think you're taking notes along the way. As an assistant, you have to be loyal and supportive. But hopefully you're envisioning what you're going to be when you get your chance to kind of be the guy calling the shots.
No doubt. That's the thing about it, Coach. You know, I always tell my interns here, I say, hey, you might not do it the same way I do it, but do take some notes and always kind of figure your look, project ahead, because it's about that long-term view. And being an Army, it's really a long-term view because all these guys not play in the NBA, play overseas, but they'll play for the country. So they have finding the right young man with that long-term view to recast that wide net. Coach, that's going to be really fun to talk to these young men and see whether they're the right fit for this program.
Well, a couple things. One, like you're to your point, they're going pro as officers. They're not going pro as players necessarily, but and those guys don't necessarily grow on trees. So you gotta look every corner of the country. We got a kid from Hellgate High School in Missoula, Montana, and got California and Arizona and Wisconsin. And, you know, we're looking to every corner of the country to try to find these guys that have kind of the character, you know, the leadership traits, and then obviously the talent, you know, that we need to compete at this Division I level. So really excited. We got a great group of young men. I think we got some great stuff to work with, and, you know, looking forward to hopefully having a special year here this year.
Now, how cool has it been to kind of team build, know these young men who you who you're now coaching? Because as we you and I both know, you didn't choose those guys. They didn't choose you. You chose them. So how's it been getting to know them, telling them about your background, who you are, where you came from, that you were in the Army office for 10 years in the Army. So how's that been, those young men, getting to meet you and know about you and your background?
Well, I think it's awesome. I mean, just to be able to come at them from the basketball side of things, where, you know, obviously West Point is the premier leadership development institution in the whole world, you know, and they're getting that, you know, 24/7 for 47 months. And it's high quality. I mean, it's a formula that works. I mean, you know, this place has turned out some amazing generals and business leaders and you name it, in all corners of the United States. But I think for our guys, you know, again, preparing them to be lieutenants and to be the best leaders they can be, for them to have a coach that did it, you know, I think I can kind of talk a little bit different language for them and come at it a little bit different way. And, you know, hopefully that kind of resonates with them. And again, just gets them a little further along in our goal of, you know, making them the best leader they could possibly be.
And leadership, coach, is what we need in this country, coach, so much as leaders. It's like, you know, people want to take the lead, actually do something, not just talk about it, not just tweet about it. True leadership, and I feel like that's more important, because I know my father taught me to be a leader, not a follower. So my father was always big on, hey, son, take the mantle yourself. You have an idea, you run with the ball. So being at West Point, that's like that all the time. So it's great to hear that those young men have a guy like you who's been in their shoes, who's this is what I coach did it. This is what I can be as well.
I know. I appreciate that, JR. Obviously, I'll be honest. I mean, you know, we're doing all that stuff, but we want basketball to be fun as heck, man. And we're trying to be the best players we can be the best team we can be. And, you know, I want them to have the time of their life for these 4 years. I mean, obviously, this is a transfer landscape, and I want those guys to think that we can't get what we're getting from this coaching staff, the workouts, the practice, the style of play. It's the best, and I wouldn't want to do anything else.
And coach, how are you going about, how's it been working out with the guys on the court so far, seeing what you have to work with so you can mold them for summer development? Because as you and I both know, player development is so key to basketball. Those summer workouts, we're not worrying about game planning for teams when guys can really get better, hone their skills, and be the best players they can be come November when it tips off.
100%, JR. You know, we're not getting 4- and 5-star guys, you know, whatever it is. And so, you know, we want guys that, I don't care if they're negative stars, 0 stars, 2 stars, whatever, come in with a little chip on your shoulder, come in with some intangibles, you know, great leadership, great discipline. And then we've gotten to gym, and these guys have been awesome. I mean, we got 3-5 men that are, you know, 6'9", 6'10", monsters. And, you know, we got Jalen Rucker's got a chance to be Patriot League Player of the Year. I mean, we got some talented guys. And then we got guys on a wing that, I mean, you know, we had guys benching 365 yesterday, and we got some guys doing some stuff. So I've really been encouraged, you know, by what I've seen on the court so far. And I mean, it's a long journey. We're not a finished product by any stretch, but I think we've had an awesome, you know, April and May. These guys are about to run around in the woods for a month and a half here and do their military training. And then we're going to get back after it in July and August, and we'll be ready to hit the ground running.
And coach, for you, Patriot League is a league that, you know, it's not on the front burner a lot, but you know, it's just some great coaches in that league. I know Matt Langle does a great, good job up there at Colgate. Army's always been there. My man down at Loyola, Tavares, does a good job. What about the coaches in that league and the league itself? Because I feel like people don't see it enough. It's some great ball, Patriot League, coach.
No, I think the Patriot League is a really well-coached league. Now, there's actually 5 new head coaches this year, JR, so it'll be interesting. But what Matt's been doing at Colgate, obviously, that's kind of been setting the standard. And, you know, Brent Reed's had some really good success at Lehigh. I mean, you know, across the board, I mean, hey, to be a Division I head coach is a big accomplishment for anybody. I mean, you got to earn it every single night in a league like this. And I'm looking forward to that challenge. And I know our guys are too.
And coach, for us, another part of your job as hard is scheduling. How's that been for you? I know you try to find games, find people to play you. How has that been, trying to schedule these games up there for you, your team, man?
Well, JR, here's the deal. When you're the new head coach on the block and you lost a, you know, senior foreman and you had a couple starting guards that transfer, everyone wants to play you. They think they smell blood in the water. So we just take that as a little challenge. And, you know, whoever ends up on the schedule, we're looking forward to showing them what we're all about.
And coach, before you go, well, what's been your favorite spot to eat up there in Westport so far since you've been up there, man?
My favorite spot to eat?
Yeah, we're foodies here, coach. We love food around here, man.
Yeah, we're kind of up here in the sticks a little bit, JR, but I will say my wife's back in Indianapolis, so I'm kind of on my own, and I certainly have no cooking skills. So, you know, the Thayer Hotel is kind of legendary. So I've had a couple hamburgers and a couple prime rib sandwiches in the last month, and I give it 2 thumbs up.
I hear that, Coach. Well, Coach, thank you for your time today. It's fun to chat with you. Best of luck to you, the Army. I hope to see you real soon. Come down here for Lake Ford, the Peace Jam, trying to find some young men that fit your system. I'll take you out to luck sometime. We're down here in Atlanta, Coach.
I appreciate you, JR. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach.